Hallelujah. Blessed be God forevermore. God is faithful. And we've been looking at a series on the anatomy of confession, why we say what we say, why we do what we do. And we try to simplify this series as much as possible. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. Amen. So we're taking communion shortly after the message. God has been good to us. And so we've tried to explore this series to make it as practical as possible. Now, you won't get the full benefits of the teaching except you start practicing. So you must make up your mind. It's something you must do deliberately. If you want to win in life, you have to win deliberately. If you want to be victorious, you have to be victorious deliberately. Nothing happens by chance. But everything is coded into God's word, so to speak. Release the blessings of God in our lives. Last week we saw in the Old Testament, we used David as an illustration of how a believer can single himself out. We saw the story of David and Goliath and how David came to the place of battle. The battle was the same, the enemy was the same. The only difference was in the way David came. And we saw that David had victory because he spoke differently, he acted differently because he thought differently and he believed differently. And so in this season, you're going to have overwhelming victory when you learn how to appropriate everything that God has said about you concerning yourself. So that scripture we've been quoting for quite a while now in Psalm 62 and verse 11, where the Bible says, God has spoken once, twice have I what? Had it. Power belongs unto. And we establish the principle that God has spoken once. The second time you're going to hear it is when you say it. In other words, I must learn how to say what God has said concerning me. If I don't say what God has said concerning me, my mind will not be reconciled to the truth. And so we have warfare in our soul. We have hindrances in our minds because our mind is yet to be reconciled to the truth of God's word. Whatever God has said about you is the truth about you, not what you're experiencing and not what you think. Hallelujah. Whatever God says about you is the truth about you, not what you're experiencing, it's not what you think. So we must move from what we are thinking to what God is thinking. Understanding the fact that whatever I think can be subject to delusion. Whatever God says is the truth. Because God himself is the truth. So very important. So until you start making a conscious effort to declare who God says you are, victory will be occasional, it will be consistent. And the plan of God is that victory should be consistent in your life and in my life. That's the plan of God. Mark chapter 11 this morning. We want to look at the place of confession and prayer. And let's see, as Spirit of God leads us and guides us, how we'll apply Mark chapter 11. Now, we looked at this before, but it bears repetition. It has been discovered, scientifically speaking, that the human mind requires 7 repetitions before certain facts stick and become a lifestyle. And the next thing to do after you hear that number of times is actually start practicing. Mark chapter 11, let's look at verse 23 and verse 24. Mark chapter 11 from verse 23 to verse 24. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he will say it." Verse 24 now. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall what? Have them." One of the things you see similar in the 2 verses of scripture is the fact that the emphasis is on the individual and not on God. So God is showing a principle that is fail-safe. It's fail-proof, failure-proof. It never fails. It always works. Every principle in God's word works if you work it. If a principle doesn't work, it's not because the principle cannot work, because we didn't work it properly. So it's humility to tell yourself, this thing is working for others. It's not working for me. I need to change certain things about the way I'm applying it. The Bible says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be now removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray." When you pray. When you pray. We've established a principle. We speak to mountains, we pray about desires. Don't forget it. We speak to mountains, we do what? Pray about desires. God expects us to speak to mountains and to pray about our desires. Many times we find ourselves praying about mountains, and then speaking about desires. Don't mix it up. Jesus gave a principle. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In fact, the testimony that the scriptures give about Jesus is this. It says, everything that Jesus has seen and heard from the Father, he has come to declare it. And so when Jesus is saying certain things, he's speaking of the things that he has seen and he has heard. So he says, therefore, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall what? Have them. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, with that mindset, now let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. What we just read, keep it at the back of your mind. Are you there? From verse 7. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7. It's a well-known passage of scripture. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or one man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that want? Ask him. Look at what verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Is even from ask and you shall receive. Ask and it shall be given you. Is what the Bible says. It now says seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be what? Be open. Now, every time you read the scriptures, you need to first of all read with certain understanding in mind, which is the fact that I'm reading the scriptures in the light of the New Testament. Every time Jesus spoke, he had different kinds of audiences. There were times he was speaking to the Pharisees, those who were under the law. There were times when he broke truth down to his disciples. And then there were times he spoke to the Gentiles. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the Bible also speaks about three groups of people in the world. It speaks about the Gentiles, the Jews, and the Christians. Now, you are in the body of Christ. When you are going to read the scripture, you can't read it as the Jews read it. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Let me rephrase what Jesus is saying. To you now as a believer, I need you to ask because it has been given. I need you to seek because it's your seeking that will make you see what has been provided. I need you to knock because the door is just waiting to open for you. Are you with me this morning? If you don't read without understanding, your mindset with God is withholding certain things. Once you are in Christ, nothing can ever be withheld from you again. Don't forget it. So, when Jesus says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what you say before you step into prayer matters when it comes to results you will get in prayer. The reason why we don't often get results in prayer is due to what we have said in place of prayer. Many times we talk ourselves out of the answer in place of prayer. God expects you to speak before you pray, speak while you're praying, and speak after you pray. What does that mean? There are things you say that draw you close to God. The Bible says, draw near to God, and the reward, draw near to you. So the responsibility of getting close to God is not God's, is you. How do you draw near to God? God is a spirit. We draw near to God with the word of our lips. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are not one of those who is trying to get God to give you a blessing. You are the blessed in Christ Jesus. So when you are coming before the Father, you come with a consciousness that you are pleasing to him. You are not trying to please him. There's a difference. You are coming to God as one who is pleasing to him. Your being pleasing to God is not a function of what you do. It's a function of who he has made you to be in Christ Jesus. What does that give you? As you are speaking and you are saying what God has said about you, the first thing that happens to your soul is a supernatural boldness. Once you don't have that boldness, you are not sure or confident answers will come when you are praying. No wonder many times manifestation seems far away. It says, ask, it shall be what? Giving you. Let me say it again in another way. If it is not giving you, you didn't ask. I got what he's saying. Why? God cannot lie. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall what? Find. If you don't find, you have not sought. Knock, the door shall be open. You may be practicing what you think is knocking, but you are not knocking. In the sense of a new creation in the New Testament. Because we're not trying to get God to do something. We are to receive what God has done. If God hasn't done it, it's too late. Listen, you can't get God to do what he hasn't done. The Bible says a man can receive nothing except it is given him from above.
So if it's not given, you can't receive it. What we do in the place of prayer is not to get God to do things, but to receive what God has done. Now, what I'm just sharing with us now, in these simple terms, is the difference between religion and Christianity. Religion says, pray, pray, move God. Christianity says, God has moved, receive this movement. As a matter of fact, you and I, in Christ, were God's move. After God moved, you are the product of that move. And you need to realize it. So when you come before the Father, are you speaking as one that God should move on his behalf, or someone who God has moved on his behalf? What you say in the place of prayer is much more important when it comes to manifestation of the answer. Your assignment is to process the manifestation of the answer. That's one of the reasons why confession is so important. When I come before God, and I say, Father, I want to thank you because you have made me your righteousness in Christ Jesus. God is not the one who needs to hear it. It's my soul that needs to hear it. I want to thank you because you have made me accepted in the beloved, which means I'm highly favored. I want to thank you because I'm the just and my faith works for me. What am I saying? I'm returning God's words back to him. He gives me confidence, place of prayer. What I'm declaring is the fact that there is no reason why I shouldn't receive a manifestation of that which I desire. God is showing the principle. If you ask, it will be what? Giving. It's like God saying, it's like manufacturers of a car saying, if you start the car, the engine will peak. Why? It is tested. So you don't come and say, I asked, I was given. No, what you need to find out is that something was wrong with the way you must have asked. Because the principle always works. It's an established principle. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So the question is this, if it's whosoever, it is a law, and laws do not respect people. Laws are based on principles. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, but I said, it didn't move. No, you didn't say. Because if you said the way you were meant to say, the mountain will move. Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed without casting the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Some people, their doubt has left their heart. It has entered their mouth. Did you hear what I said? So, their doubt is a manifestation, so to speak. Because he has left the heart, he has entered the mouth. They say it consistently. Then they expect prayer to work like magic. Prayer is not magic. Prayer is not just fellowship with God. It is receiving what God has done. So, here I am, all week, I declare things that are contrary to the will of God concerning me, and I come to church on Sunday, expect to pray, and magic happens. If anything happens, it's magic. God is not a magician. God is a provider. That's a difference. So, as I live a lifestyle of constantly saying the same thing, every time I step in a place of prayer, the boldness that I have in place of prayer is as a result of the words I've spoken over a period of time. The words I've spoken, I've agreed with God consistently. I'm telling God. Now, I may feel confusion in my mind. It happens to all of us. But I must learn to differentiate what I'm feeling and what God has said. What God has said is my reality. What I'm feeling is a temporal situation. So when I come before God, I don't say, Lord, in fact, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so confused. You are speaking contrary to the Spirit of God. God is a spirit. Words affect the praise of God in our life. I must come before God and say, Father, though I sense confusion, I know that I have the wisdom of Christ in me. What am I saying? I'm exalting the wisdom above the confusion I may be feeling. That's how answers come. You see a believer who wants to be led. And he keeps saying, you know, I really don't know what to do. In fact, this situation is confusing me. And I don't even know. God, speak, speak, speak. Then they go into 3 days fasting and prayer. They entered confused. They leave disordered. What is the problem? The problem is not hearing. You want to hear God on an emergency. You understand what I mean? God's outline. Let me tell you God's outline. Peace. Tell yourself, Father, thank you because I hear you always. Then go to bed. Don't be surprised if the answer comes in the dream. Why? That is exercising faith. You go to bed and say, Father, I want to thank you. I hear you always. I hear the voice of the shepherd, the voice of a stranger. I will not follow. Then you go to bed. I can't be confused. I have the wisdom of Christ in me. I have his mind. Then you go to bed. You don't do vigil all night. When you go to bed that way, what you have done is you have positioned yourself to receive direction. Let me tell you something. When you pray for direction, it's not when God leads you. The Lord is my shepherd. Is means continually my shepherd. Whether I receive the leading or not, he's continually leading me. As we're seated here this morning, You know there are frequencies passing through this room? Radio frequencies passing through this room. Why can't you see them? You don't have a receiver. If we bring in one of those Aboki radios here now, transistor radios, you know they are never without one. In fact, it's a prized possession. It's more important than television, you know. Once it gets money, it must buy it first. If it doesn't buy it and it's living close to you, it's not an original Aboki. The original ones must have it. Now, if we bring one here now, it will begin to pick signals you are unaware of, which means there are wavelengths beyond the human understanding that it can capture, but wavelengths are here. So, or if you bring a television here now, TV, and it begins to pick certain stations, it is not when we put it on that this TV station comes on. They've been broadcasting, you have not been receiving. When you are praying to God for supernatural leading, it is not when you pray that God leads. God has been leading. You are tuning in. What are you doing in prayer? You are fine-tuning your receiver. That's what you're doing. And you need to understand that there is no disorder in God. In Christ, God has given you all spiritual blessings that are available. Say all. Say all. All, less none. You need to let that sink in. So I'm not trying to convince God to lead me. That's where we make a mistake. People go into fasting believing that I want, the fasting helps you, doesn't help God. God is the same before you fast, while you are fasting, when you finish fasting. When you start fasting, what is in your mind is more important when it comes to getting results. If you understand that God is always leading me, and I need to deal with the flesh, and I need to increase spiritual activity, sensitivity, what I'm doing, I'm fine-tuning my receiver in order to receive. God is always ready to lead me. I don't need to persuade him to lead me. But my understanding can affect whether I receive leadings or not. That's one of the reasons why I confess consistently, I am led of God. I am born by God's Spirit, so I am led by God's Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want for direction in life. I always know what to do. What am I doing? I'm setting up myself. When I get into your prayer, when I say, Father, I thank you because I receive understanding concerning this and this and this. What I'm saying is in line with God's will and God's counsel. Therefore, what whatsoever I desire, when I pray, I believe that I receive them. And I shall what? Have them. So, let me say it another way. Ask and you shall what? It shall be given you. Ask and it shall be what? Given you. So the mindset is this. There are things I want to give you. Your asking opens the door for you to receive it. That's what God is saying. God is not saying, if you don't ask, I won't give. No, the mindset is this. I have given you certain things that your asking will facilitate the manifestation. There are certain things I want to show you that when you seek, you'll be able to find. There are things that are packaged for you. They are through this doorway. As you begin to knock, then it will swing open to you. So, as I step into that place of prayer, what makes my prayer experience rich is that which I say to God concerning what he has already done. I am not trying to get God to do certain things. I know if you want to step in the place of prayer and you are not sure what you are asking for God will give you, the issue is not that God won't give you, but that you are not convinced he will give you. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not a beggar. I'm a child of the King. I'm born of God. All things have been given to me in Christ Jesus. Oh, you must learn to speak this way. You must learn to speak this way. You are not like Lazarus. He was a just man. That you are just doesn't mean blessings will follow you. In Luke chapter 16, the Bible says that, and Lazarus desired to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. He got his desire. You know that Lazarus could have desired to be fed with the bread that was eaten on the rich man's table. Moses, he desired to be fed with the crumbs that fell. What did he get? The crumbs that fell. Was he a just man? Yes. Did he receive blessings? No. Was he blessed? Yes. Lazarus was a just man. What was his problem? His desire was wrong. How did he get that desire? His thinking was wrong. He desired to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. So he stayed on the floor all his life. But his place was to sit with the rich man. You know, it's very interesting. The Bible doesn't say that the rich man forbade Lazarus. Lazarus' mind and thinking forbade him from sitting. That's what happened to Lazarus. The Bible gives us illustrations, parables to show us a principle that you are just doesn't mean automatically things will manifest. Something has to happen in your thinking that will affect your desires. For you to have the right desires, your mind has to be inundated with the word of God. How do you get your mind to register? Meditation in one aspect. The meditation in its full context is not complete without declaration. So if you're living your life as a Christian and you're not yet used to declaring, you need to start now because you have wasted so much time. You are not going to have divine experiences that God has prepared for you except you learn to rehearse God's word to yourself on a consistent basis. Why consistently? Because certain things are being rehearsed in your mind whether you agree or not. How many of us watching news every morning? Okay, how many of us buy newspaper every day? How many of us buy newspaper every day? Don't be ashamed, raise your hand. It's not an evil thing. How many of us receive alerts and online information about what's happening in the country and everything like that? Now, do you notice that bad news is consistent? As a matter of fact, if there's good news, papers don't sell. Have you noticed? Now, the prince of the power of air is at work. So the more there's chaos, the more people sell, and they know. Is this my paper called? Is it PM News? They never have anything good. They've never said pastor's daughter getting married before. His pastor's daughter got caught in scandal. And I don't know why they don't go after imams. He's always pastor. Why? There's a prince of the power of the air who is engineering information wrongly. What is he doing? He's influencing people's minds. So the next time you want to travel, and these are the ember months and you are afraid, don't make a mistake. Somebody planted that thought in your mind. It may be in a bus. It may be at your office. But somebody planted a thought in your mind. Unconsciously. So we're saying, before people can plant thoughts in your mind, if you don't learn how to plant good thoughts in your mind, others will fill the vacuum for you. And the thoughts you find in your mind, guess what? They show up in your mouth when you're praying. Father Lord, as the year comes to an end, may we not die. What is the problem? Somebody sowed seed of death in your mind. But another Christian is beside you, and the same God is rich unto all that call upon him. Somebody is saying, Father Lord, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I want to thank you for having entered my best season this year. Two believers saying different things. And the same God overall is rich unto all. Be it unto you according to your faith. What is the problem? Speaking wrongly. Because the person is thinking what? Wrongly. If you start thinking it, it will enter your mouth. That's how we know what believers are thinking. How do you change the way you are thinking? You have to learn to declare, not occasionally. That's why results don't come. You don't accidentally eat. You eat deliberately. How many people accidentally eat? Even if it's once, you remember to eat. And if you tell us you don't feel like eating, we won't complain. Day one, I just don't feel like eating. There's no hunger. Day two. By day three, we tell you whether you feel or you don't feel. Open your mouth. Let us push for it. It's beyond feeling. Open your mouth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but he shall surely live by bread. Say amen. We don't want your spirit to escape from your body suddenly. Let the body retain the spirit. So if you don't feel like, beyond feeling, we'll push food into your mouth that you may continue living. Because this body must live by bread. So the issue is this. I don't confess based on feeling. Oh, if you learn the secret. Listen, let me share something with you. The greatest visitations I've had in God, I've come at the time when my body, my flesh was weak. So I went to bed, and I felt like sleeping. And I slept, and I woke up. When I say I wake up now, I mean my spirit will wake me up that it's time to pray. You know you have a clock on the inside. I mean you have a clock on the inside. You know that the clock you have on the inside is more accurate than this alarm thing. I don't use alarm. I have an internal alarm. I never fail to wake up before 5 o'clock. It has never failed before. Even if I'm going to go back to bed, I will wake up because there's an internal clock. It's more regular. You know, the day that the battery of that thing, the day it dies without warning, that shall surely go late to work. So learn to depend on the alarm on the inside. That your spirit man will wake up and say, it's time to get up. You're going to work. So every time I feel that kind of weakness, and it happens to every one of us, notice that the flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? Every time I walk against the flesh and start out, you even start out dry. But it has never failed to work. As I start pacing the floor, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have boldness in God. The life of God is at work in me. God is at work in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. My past like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. I am that light. I shine in darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend me. The minute I start, something happens up here. Same signal to the body. My body becomes awake. Every single time I've entered into different visitations, at a time I felt like sleeping. You can't afford to live your life based on feelings if you're going to walk with God. Because God is closer to you at the time when your flesh feels nothing. So if you're waiting that if God comes, maybe I'll feel goosebumps. It's occasionally the goosebumps will come. God is there in the realm of the spirit, always with you. He said, I will never leave you. Now what? You know, sometimes if you sit down in your office for long and you are stretching, you say, Jesus, how are you doing? Don't be surprised if he answers you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why haven't you done it? You don't believe he will never leave you. In fact, your mind is very far away. When you are praying, you're like, God, Father in heaven. He's not in heaven, he's here. And if you know he is here, when you enter bus, he enters bus with you. Hallelujah. Practice the presence of God with your words. That's what we're saying. The Bible says that it's very present help. Not far or distant help. And the way you are talking is as though the time it will take God to come down from heaven, it will be too late. He's here. A very present help. But what are you saying to ensure manifestation? That's why you can come to church and speak Christianese. What is more important is what you say when you leave church. As you're leaving the house, check out what is happening at your place of work. How many times have you gone to work and hear people saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everything is working. Did they say that in your office? Is that what they say in the office? We don't even know where this country is going. We are all finished. It's even very difficult. Everything is just hard. Can you imagine how much they are selling gas now? 3,005. Where are we going? Me, I know where I'm going. It's getting better for me. The work of my hands is flourishing and is increasing. For the Lord teaches me how to profit and how to prosper. My light shines in darkness. My gates are continually open. They are praise and my words are salvation. What am I doing? I'm saying something contrary because that's how results will come. As we go on in this series, God permitting, I will show us how that interaction releases angels into our lives. Because if we really can, our eyes can be opened to see for just 5 minutes how what we say binds angels and loses angels, you will forever be cautious of what you say. So if you don't have anything to say, please be quiet. It's safer. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his souls from trouble. Proverbs. So don't go into foolish jesting. We are in a season of increase. Luke chapter 22:21 says, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that the enemy will not be able to gainsay nor resist. It is God's wisdom to declare God's word, even when everything around you is contrary. It's God's wisdom. God's wisdom never fails. God's wisdom is a statement of how things really are. Hallelujah. It's a statement of how things really are. So, I can't be trying to get God to prosper me. God has planned prosperity for me. I'm stepping into it in my prayer. Hallelujah. The journey is too long to try to get God to do. God, please provide husband. Since when? How long will it take? If he answers that prayer, your husband will be born today. So by the time your husband grows up, you are 60. Do you see that the prayer can't make sense? If your husband does not exist now, you will be married. Your husband must be waiting, or it's too late. So if God will answer the prayer now, no, it is that you are receiving, God has anticipated you need a husband. A good father leaves an inheritance. For what? He has anticipated you are going to need a husband. Someone said, but Pastor, if he knows I'm going to need a husband, why is the husband come? Ah, the whole world lies in darkness and under the power of the wicked one. One of the challenges we have in life is that certain blessings are not manifest because the enemy has ways of blocking. We also must have God's wisdom in releasing those things. Why do bad things happen to good people? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from how many? So if you don't get delivered from all, it is not God. Because the provision of God is this. He knows the afflictions that will come and he has made provision for complete and total what? Deliverance. That's what God has done. In God. So if I'm asking him for something, there is a mindset that asks God for a blessing or the manifestation of a blessing based on the fact that you know that God is on your side. And it shows in what you say about that thing and about God. And there's a mindset that wants to persuade God, God, if only you can do this for me, I will give a tithe. You are negotiating with God. He negotiated for your life in Jesus. Your life has been negotiated for. You can't bribe God. He's above bribe. How much we used to pay him? He is the owner of the cattle on 1,000 hills. So where will you get your provisions from? You want to bribe God with what he has given you? No. Don't go into prayer. That's Old Testament thinking. People make vows. Don't go before God and make I vow. The flesh will arise. Every time I say, God, the next business I have, am I saying that it's not good for you to... When you're working with God, it's not on negotiation basis. You need to understand, God's love towards you is unconditional. Bible says, he that spared not his own son, but give him up for us all. Romans 8:32. How shall he not with him, with Christ, freely give us all things? He will freely give us all things. So if God will not be told anything, because the best heaven has is Christ, and he has given you, do you think there's anything that heaven has that God will be told after giving you Jesus Christ? That must be your mentality. So when you are constantly declaring and saying this in place of prayer, what happens is this. Your mind is so in tune that there's no thought of darkness that can come to confuse you as to God's faithfulness. What are you doing? You are processing the manifestation. Everyone that asketh, receive it. And to him that knocketh, shall be open. To him that seeketh, find it. For how many of you, you being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more? How much more in comparison to your infant that give good gifts to all that what? Ask him. That's what the Bible says. So God is infinitely better than every natural father. If God is infinitely better, then he knows what you want to ask before you ask. The problem is in the asking and the way you ask. Don't come crying. Come rejoicing. There's a man in Badon. If I mention his name, for those who know Badon very well, we'll know him. I heard that he usually distributes money on Fridays. Every Friday. Okay? So somebody's not this, so you know who I'm talking about. In Bodiga. So everybody that goes to him, very rarely will you go to him and you won't get on Fridays. One of the things that can stand in good said is be a good Muslim. So even if you're not a Muslim, you're going to carry your tesbih and he sees it. Whatever demands, it comes out and he makes it a party every Friday, we give people money. That is as you are going. People know that on Friday. Just go on what? Friday. Secondly, be a what? Muslim. If you go there on Friday and you're a Muslim and you ask for a bag, no matter what you ask for, except it's beyond what is disputing that day, he will give it to you. That's what he does. His own is based on Fridays. My father does his own every day. For it's daily that he loads us with benefits. Why are Christians not going often to go and receive? Many of them don't even know he daily loads. That yesterday's zone is over, today's zone is here. And he daily loads, and he never says no. Where is the no occurring? In your mind. And when the no occurs in your mind, guess what? You won't go. You will disqualify yourself. He never disqualifies us. He has qualified us in Christ. So the reason why we don't go is because before you even pray, you are afraid you won't receive answer. And that fear is what God wants to deal with by the confession of your lips. Hallelujah. Like we're looking at God's word on Wednesday. God imputed righteousness to Abraham. And because he imputed righteousness to Abraham, Abraham was blessed. You know, to impute means to put in somebody's account what is not there. The person doesn't have it. It was given to him. Guess what? Righteousness was not imputed to you. You were made righteous. There's a difference. That you were made simply means that when God looks down from heaven, he sees his righteousness looking back at him. And when the righteous of God prays on earth, heaven never fails to answer. So the challenge we have is that in our thinking, we have set up defenses. We've set up hindrances in our mind. Reasons why God will not answer, and God doesn't have such reasons. How do you get your mind out of that deadlock? You must constantly learn how to declare God's mercies. What has he said? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 2 and verse 24, who his own self bore our sins on the tree, that we being dead to sin may be alive unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. If I'm his workmanship, God's workmanship is the finest. He doesn't make mistakes. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So I expect good works to spring forth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So when I open my mouth to pray in tongues now, it's God's wisdom that will come out. You will pray. Hallelujah. You will pray differently. You will experience results differently. So when I go about and say that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I always know what to do because I have God's understanding and wisdom at work in me. I have answers and solutions to the issues in men's lives. When you enter in the place of prayer, your boldness will be different. This is an issue of boldness. So we step into prayer, and as we are praying, we're not even sure answers will come. If you're going before God and you're like, God, I just hope you will heal me, you will not be healed. Because your healing has been moved beyond the level of hope to that of the reality. In Christ, you are healed now as you're seated. All you need to do is work out the manifestation. So it's not a function of God doing it. God deliberately put it in that dimension so that your faith can always what? Receive it. God doesn't go on holiday. His blessings are perpetual. And his mercies are new one every morning. Let me tell you what it means for God's mercy to be new every morning. What it means is this. Every morning simply means every day a revelation of God's mercy comes. It's a new day for you. Most of us didn't get that. His mercies are new every morning. It doesn't mean that God provides new mercies every day. You know, there's some things you discover about God as time goes on. That is, the day you discover it is not the day that God did it. The day you discovered it is when it became new to you. I mean, you understand that? The day you discovered it is when it became what? New to you. So it's new to you on that day because you have just what? Discovered it. And it's as you speak, to him that has, more shall be given. So as I speak, little I have, what do I know to say? I know the Bible says in Psalm 91, no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near me in any place. He has given his angels charge over me. They bear me up in their arms. I will never dash my foot against a stone. With long life, he satisfies me. He shows me his word, salvation. He satisfies my mouth with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle. That's what you are saying. What you are quoting the scripture. How do you apply it? As you are saying it, you seem to feel impressed. That's where the lead. You see, when you are speaking God's word, the Spirit of God will take you further. I can teach you my confession. But there's someone in living inside you who wants to teach you the same confession in the way that applies to you. What is he waiting for? Say what you know. And what you don't know will be given to you. What do I mean? I'm applying for a job. I want to travel out of the country. I want to be promoted. There is a wisdom in God for that promotion to manifest. That wisdom includes you resigning from here and, so to speak, accidentally meeting someone at a restaurant. It's the wisdom of God. That wisdom may require you doing one or two things. Those things you need to do, you may not know, but God knows. So as you speak and declare what is written concerning you, God takes you from the general confession to specifics. I was confessing one day and I found myself saying, every tissue and every cell in my body, every organ in my system receives the life of God. It's not that anybody told me. The time comes when you find yourself saying, in my pathway there is life. Everywhere I go, there's no death. I told you this testimony of Okefodola that he said he just saw that scripture in Proverbs chapter 12 and started declaring it. And he did it for quite a while until it became a living force. And one day they were in a terrible car accident. Listen, your life is secure in God. But many times we are rubbing shoulders with unbelievers. I mean, even know what I'm talking about. I'm saying, how did they have an accident? You are living among unbelievers. Your light is meant to shine in darkness, and darkness cannot what? Comprehend it. So in that day, as it was moving in a small convoy, they had a terrible accident. When I say terrible, terrible such that the car was a complete write-off. He said he found himself outside the car, looking at the car as he had the accident. And on his side, that scripture arose. I am the righteous. In my pathway, there is life and there's no death. And the car was having an accident. I know of another minister who also spoke about saying certain things to reduce the activity of angels. He said he was in a commercial bus from Lagos to Ibadan. And as he was going, the car was about to have an accident. Then he and his big face found himself outside, looking at the bus as he had an accident. And he was sitting in front of him. He can't explain to this day how he got outside. He only knew angels were there. Angels are very real. Touch your neighbor. Angels, say angels, are more real than you seated beside me. You know what I just said now? Some angels are already smiling. They are happy. that I just told you the truth. They are more real than the person sitting behind you. And they are mighty in strength. And they want to deliver. Just think of something that you enjoy doing. Angels enjoy delivering people. They enjoy assisting people. You don't have to pursue them. They love it. I was jokingly saying the other day, some people, their angels are playing snooker. Because they've not deployed them. And some angels are busy watching DSTV every time you put it on. Because you don't do anything. You don't see anything. So they've been on vacation for a long time saying that, I wish you were assigning somebody else. Let me work for a while. Because they've not been working because you've not been seeing anything. Nothing from them. There's something about words that releases the activity of spirits. God's words release angelic activity concerning you. So understand that what you're declaring, you're declaring God's wisdom. If I say what I know, that which I don't know in my natural understanding will start rising up. For we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So, have you been declaring certain things in this season for manifestation? You've not seen full manifestation yet. God is not a man that he should lie. God will bring about a manifestation through certain divine activities. Number one, get your words lined up. And then number two, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you're not yet filled with the Spirit, you need to get filled with the Spirit today. We're in a season of reaping a great harvest of increase. Increase on every side. I speak the truth to you in Christ, I lie not. I know what I'm talking about. Increase on every one side. How will it come about? That's where praying the Spirit comes in. For when I pray in the Holy Ghost, I'm speaking forth the wisdom of God. What's that wisdom? I'm talking about the events that will lead to a manifestation. And there are events that always lead to what? A manifestation. I'm not in control of those events, which is I don't know the individuals involved. But God will always use people when it comes to manifesting a blessing. People have blessed others without even being aware why. I mean, somebody does somebody money. I said, I don't even know why I'm even helping. Shall I take and go? What happened? The person prayed in the Spirit. And there was a supply of God's Spirit. And that person was moved. People can still be moved. And they will be moved to assist you. Whether they know why or not doesn't matter. What matters is, if it's the wisdom of God at work, they will be supernaturally moved to assist you. That's why the Bible encourages every Christian to pray in the Spirit. If I limit myself to praying in English language, I'm limiting myself to praying in my own understanding. What about the understanding of God concerning the matter? So whatever you're believing God for and you want to desire from the world, right now, do you think God knows exactly how that thing should be? Do you think God knows exactly how it should be? If God knows, the way God communicates what he knows to you is as you pray in the Spirit. When you are praying out, you are releasing supernatural events, divine coincidences. You having supernatural connections with individuals that will bring about the manifestation of everything you're believing God for. Things don't happen to a believer by chance. Everything happens for what? For good. Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are what? Called after the counsel or after the purpose of his will. Very, very important. You can stand your ground and be declaring and declaring for so long. And God just says, do something little. I remember a man who said he and his wife had been looking for a child for 9 years. He was even a minister. He believed and confessed. He said there was a particular day, he passed a particular woman who seemed stranded. In UK, you will know if somebody is stranded, the way they are. In Nigeria, you won't know. Because he can be looking good even with being stranded. So he said he passed. And because the person was an African, he just said, on his side, God said, go back and help that woman. So he went back. So he picked that up and you're like, okay, what's happening? He said, so and so, okay, issue. Okay, what's going on? He started talking in the car. I'll drop you at so and so place. He started talking, okay. She and her husband has one or two issues and everything. So the guy gave counsel and prayed. The woman was on the brink of signing a divorce document. So the guy sat down and prayed her, convinced her. The woman went back home and their marriage came back together. And next time he saw the woman, he said, I don't know why, but because of what you did, I've prayed a simple prayer for you. And whatever is your desire, even if it's a child. How did she know? He said, at the time the woman's marriage came back, his own wife got pregnant. You know, God told Abraham, go and pray for Abimelech and his family. And it was after Abraham prayed that Sarah got pregnant. there will always be a natural key on the earth that you will practice. How do you get there? The wisdom of God. Wisdom of God. Elder is here. Praying and declaring, God, the place has been prepared for us. Thank you for the place that has been prepared for us. Month of April, month of May. Thank you for the place that has been prepared. And then one day, he and one of his brothers were walking. And they were supposed to leave where they were to another place, taking a bike. And the brother just said, we're not taking a bike today. And he was like, no, I'm tired. We must take a bike. He said, no, we're not taking a bike. They just threw like this. Oh, what is all this? When God is moving, you will think it's the flesh sometimes. So and they came, and then they saw this place. And we are here now. And it has been God's plan. And it was seemingly something small. But if you know what has happened in the spirit, for us to be here, you will think you meet people accidentally. Listen, brothers and sisters, there are no accidents. They are only divine what? Orchestrations. And the orchestrations God wants to bring into your life and my life this season. It is God's plan and will. Remember, as I close this morning, let me share this because we're going to rise up to our feet and pray in the spirit. And I'm going to lead us. Joseph wanted to get out of prison after he helped the baker and the butler. And he told them, remember me when you get to the palace. And guess what? They forgot him for 2 more years. Was Joseph a man of the spirit? Yes. If you are interpreting dreams at will, you must be a man of the spirit. He could interpret any dream. There was development. He had grown. In fact, you can't grow that way except you have been fellowshipping with God. They say, okay, tell me your dream. In fact, because every time I read that story, I'm always, somebody's asking in prison, why are you looking sad? Excuse me, how do they look in prison? That man is strange. See, you are looking sad today. Sorry, please, how do people look in prison? It means Joseph wasn't sad. It means he wasn't sad. And the only way you cannot be sad in prison is you are fellowshipping with God. So he was fellowshipping and said, oh, it's a dream. No problem. Tell me your dream. God will give you an answer. That's a bold man. After I gave the interpretation, he said, when you get past, remember me. Both of them forgot for 2 years. Thank God they forgot. So there are people who have left. Thank God they left. Because God has something better in mind. A man that prays in the spirit can never be disappointed in life. God has prepared something what? Better. The car opportunity to buy a car came and it went. Thank God it went. Because if that old one did not go, the new won't come. We are about to settle for less. And God has something better. That's what God had in mind. So when they forgot, and 2 years after, if they had remembered, Joseph would have come out an ordinary man. But 2 years after, everything was in place for Egypt to need a new prime minister. Interpret one dream. You know what? You can't force the king to dream. Only God can give the king a dream. Can you force the king to dream? No. And God chose to give the king 2 years later. And 2 years later was when your family and you came out. And only Joseph had the wisdom. The man that would have come out of prison as an ordinary man came out as a prime minister. There's something about working with the Spirit of God. They didn't recommend him. It was God who recommended Joseph for the throne. How did it happen? Divine orchestrations. We're in that season. This is taster session. Amen. There'll be some very strange manifestations this month. I want you to expect it. I want you to believe for it. I want you to reach out for it. There'll be unusual rain of favor. I want you to expect it. I want you to believe for it. Whatever has not clicked before, we click this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God is trying to get certain things across to us. You know, the Bible says that God is not slack. The way men count what? Slackness. He is long-suffering towards us what? Which is bearing with us. You know what it means for God to bear? God is like, I want to do so much. And I'm waiting for you to do the right things for those things to manifest. And one of the things we do is that we have to pray beyond our knowledge. So that when events start manifesting, you are also acting beyond your knowledge. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Even men of skill sometimes won't have bread on their table. But the favor of God brings a manifestation of God's goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Certificates are good. Increased qualifications also matter when it comes. But there are times when there are just some orchestrations of God that move a man
from level 1 to level 10 in one season. In one season. In one season. You know, I always thought about it. Why didn't Egypt have a prime minister? It was an office that was created. Some things will be created for you to occupy. That's the mind of God. We focus so much on what I do daily. What I do daily, every day, that is bringing the same income, may not necessarily be the tool that God will use to move me ahead. And God can use anything. I submit to God by praying out in the Spirit. For when I pray in the Spirit, my spirit prays by the help of the Holy Ghost within me. And I pray out supernatural events. And I pray out divine associations. And I release God's plan and purpose concerning me first of all upon the surface of the earth. Stand to your feet this morning. And say with me, I am the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. I am bold before my Father. I am born of the Spirit. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. I'm filled with the Spirit, and I speak forth the wisdom of God. Supernatural events come out of me. Divine orchestrations speak God on around me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I meet the right people. I connect with the right individuals. I'm at the right place at the right time. My path is like a night that shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. This season, I arise and shine, for my light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am compassed round about with favor like a shield. The favor of God answers for me. Everywhere I go, God's favor speaks on my behalf. I am promoted this season. I am exalted this season. I am on the rise and on the increase. I am enlarging the place of my tent every single day. I am increasing with the blessings of God. This is my season of supernatural manifestations. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the wisdom of God brings supernatural events around my career. In the name of Jesus, I have divine experiences in God this season. Manifestations everywhere I look, for the hand of God is strong upon me. Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Send the brain, Igana Stadasta, Enge Bremon Grosta, Frike Bango, Brosta Catidia, Egrise Sense Brini Garnet, I Brondo Custagania, Angre Kesteke Sise Brigana Gati, Ganike Shia, Egrea Castica Sibregita Mangro Custagadia, Egrike Gigreste Sisebria, Engongro Castica Sise Brigananganga. I am who God says I have. I have what God says I have. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no good thing is withheld for me. Estesimi brano gonda, astesimi, ebrimo nombro stabrima cambro duca sadia, e grige queste si sebrima camoto, eponombro no sambine gandis, estesebre bagoronangadasta, e grasto somongro cota, mimbre, che nombron trepite si picamo, ongronga si sebrica la manga daste, e chi brenica mangra anda gatia nasata, estesebrima mongro como goma catan. Arise and I shine. Nothing is able to stop the brightness of my rising. I move and live in God's frequency. I walk, I'm not weary. I run, I do not become faint. In the name of Jesus, God's word is a reality in my life. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of God find expression in me. Everything I lift up my hands to do, it prospers. I am the prospered one in Christ Jesus. Abundance comes my way. I have all sufficiency. I lack nothing in life. In the name of Jesus, I am a magnet for God's blessing. Everywhere I turn, I am blessed by the finger of God. I have stepped into my best season. In this season, I experience God's very best. God's blessing manifests in my life. I have supernatural experiences in God every day of this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
I connect with those that matter. I walk in the palace of kings. God has spoken once, twice have I heard. Power belongs to God. That power is at work in me. It's at work in my life. That power is breaking forth, bringing supernatural breakthroughs in all my experiences. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bring forth in the name of Jesus. I bring forth a grace, supernatural results. I bring forth a mean bro, mantra bakasia. As they say, I bring forth divine. E clacko, mongra kasise, brica da carta. E caro mongra kasike, sise kia. I experience increase on every side. In the name of Jesus, ele branco homo kotakatia estise sibrekanaga e pradongo boko bangidaga. In my path is light, my path shines with the light of God's glory. I walk in the light of the Father's countenance. Eli kebre anda kaso, there's no occasion of stumbling for me. Emi brong rakasti semika eli kegati anasa. The blessings of God are mine. I live in the reality of the blessings of God. I can never be stranded in life. Eli grato sambro kora makatia. Preniala ka antia e kine bro ngra kato e sta brado montro bodi fredike e krike kike kika na hambra ko somoko e mbivre no onta si e mbria na kantia e rida sambro tuyo e primo ngra kakite nike e la grasike sise bike e gongro ko tangamba e lidande e te sisea ala mancho promoko sam e mi bre hatu somo prodo koto e kike 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 kise. I live above situations. I rise above circumstances. I am God's wisdom in my generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, things are working together for my good by divine ability. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only, I'm never beneath. I have all sufficiency. I am prospered of God. I walk in the prosperity of my Father. In the name of Jesus, all my needs are supernaturally supplied and met. I'm a supernatural magnet for the blessings of God. Material blessings and financial blessings are manifested. In all that I do, I succeed and I prosper. And there's no failure in me. No failure in me. Lift up your hands and give him praise and exalt him. He is worthy to be praised. Come on, we exalt him. This is our season. This is a new month of increase, a month of blessing. We move ahead by the ability of God. We make progress by the power of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we run through truth. We live up our walls. We give you praise for the new opportunities. We embrace in you. We cast away the old. And we embrace in you in Christ Jesus. Thank you for that which our eyes see and our ears hear and the understanding. Alan Rosto Sobrokutani and Dibre Kajuno Mogokati Kesisekidia. We live in reality of that abundance. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to say with this morning, thank you, Father. You are my son and my shield. You have given me grace and glory. No good thing will you ever withhold, because nothing is withheld from me in Christ Jesus. This season, I lay hold on that job Come on, go ahead and leave. I lay hold on that financial blessing. I lay hold on that opportunity. I lay hold on that increase. I lay hold on that promotion. I lay hold on that child. I lay hold on those twins. I lay hold upon this blessing. I lay hold in the name of Jesus. No good thing is withheld from me. I lay hold upon this new contract. I lay hold on the benefits of this job. I lay hold upon that which is holding me. I lay hold on new connections. I lay hold on new jobs in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I lay hold. It is mine. I declare it is mine in the name of Jesus by the Spirit of God. It is mine this season. No good thing is withheld from me. All the best is reserved for me. I lay hold in the name of Jesus. This is my season. And I give you all the glory. And I give you all the praise. Oh, blessed be your name, my Father. We exalt you. Lift up hands one more time and give him praise. It's worthy. It's worthy. We exalt you. We exalt you. We bless your name forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus.